Hello everybody, it's Pablo here from Twitter. Today I'm going to talk about games, childhood games. Last week on the Steve Allen Show, we were talking about Monopoly and other childhood games, all the different versions of them, and it set me back on a memory thing, back to when I was a kid and my brother, who's about 2 years younger than me, and we would play Monopoly. One time, the game of Monopoly ended in a horrible, messy way, because I wouldn't let him go to the toilet, my brother that is, because he would accuse me of robbing the bank while he was away. So rather than leave me in charge of the bank, he actually shat himself. Well, he was about 10-year-old at the time. And rather than go, and the game had to be abandoned there and after anyway, because of the horrible ensuing mess and whatever. So Monopoly would be ending a fight a lot of times. The board would go flying up in the air, fake money flying all over the place. There was other games that we had as well, notably the compendium of games. Oh, it contained some classic games. Blow Football, for instance, which was really a feast of saliva and fighting again. The football part was always missing somewhere along the line, but fists were flying, and it was really a bit of a riot at Blow Football. Also in the compendium of games, we had the surreal classic called Snakes and Ladders, and the variation of it that you could play called Down the Ladders and Up the Snakes. Incredible. Also within there was Nine Men's Morris, the game that nobody could play. Well, nine men have probably been able to play it since the beginning of time, but unfortunately, they're all dead now. There was other great childhood games like Kerplunk, which involved marbles dropping down. A better name for it would have been Gravity. It's the most rotten game of all time. But yes, our childhood games would often end in fights. So beauty-o, the players are all over the place, fists flying. Even the most peaceful game would end in a fight. Skelextric, again, yeah, I had a better Skelextric racetrack than my brother, and he would be jealous of it and sabotage it. Along the line. It was terrible. It's no wonder we don't talk now, you know, we were rivals from day one, I think. So, on Steve's show last week, it was all reminiscing about that, and games like Mousetrap, Operation, all those classics, and it was a bit of nostalgia, but to me it was nostalgia for the days when me and my brother used to constantly fight, probably at Christmas time, and that's about it for today. So more rubbish soon. Thank you. Bye.